AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Far from a ceasefire, but Israel is now providing four-hour pauses in its attacks on Gaza. That as it wages the war triggered by the Hamas terrorist attack more than a month ago. Israeli military spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
According to our estimates, we are talking about between 50 and 100,000 Palestinians that have evacuated themselves from the northern part of Gaza in the last days while we're fighting, using these quick humanitarian windows.
President Biden has been pushing for some timeouts in the Israeli attacks for humanitarian reasons. This latest Mideast war has set off occasional clashes between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters here, but also an uptick in both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. The Education Department has sent a letter to college administrators about hate on campus. CBS's Bo Erickson.
What the Education Department wanted to do this week was really remind universities and college administrators that they have a legal responsibility to stop this type of discrimination that potentially is going on at schools.
Against a background of years of harassment and threats against election workers, most of them since Donald Trump's falsely contested loss in 2020, letters have now been sent to elections offices around the Pacific Coast and to Georgia, some with signs of fentanyl, though none so far has proven dangerous. Correspondent Jeff Pegues reports.
FBI agents and postal inspectors are racing to figure out who is behind these threats. Those letters were just dropped in the mail by someone who seems to be bent on terrorizing election workers.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, very much involved with that state's election interference case, says,
some people like to call fentanyl a drug, but it's actually poison. It'll kill you. It'll kill you very quickly, very easily, and it's very dangerous.
A Black Riverboat co-captain at the center of an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew some national attention is now facing charges. Correspondent Jim Crisula has been following that story.
The black man now faces a misdemeanor assault charge for allegedly hitting a white man who was involved in the fight back in August that was caught on video. Police say the incident started when white boaters refused to move their pontoon boat so a riverboat owned by the city of Montgomery could dock in its designated space. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A new report shows we have just had the hottest 12 months ever recorded.
Researchers at the nonprofit Climate Central analyzed global averages and temperatures from November of last year through October of this year, and they found they were about 2.4 degrees above pre-industrial averages.
CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell, and this is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry that we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 28. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 39 tomorrow. Lows around 26 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
From the home of the